nice instruments play.
You're listening to CKVS 93.7, The Voice, community radio of the Shoe Swap, by the Shoe Swap, and for the Shoe Swap, produced by volunteers from the Shoe Swap. Help us keep the music playing. Community radio exists because of members, sponsors, and your generous donations. Go to voiceoftheshoeswap.ca and see how you can set up a regular monthly donation for as little as $5. Membership's only $20 a year. Become a member and add your voice today. I'm Richard Sevigny, and this week on Live in the Shoe Swap, we feature the musical explorations that are the compositions of drummer Ethan Ardelli. He's joined by Louis Dennis on alto sax, Chris Donnelly on piano, and Devin Henderson on bass. Up next, the band will take us on a cyclic episode. But first, Ethan discusses the world of music that opened up for him in Toronto.
I was at U of T. I studied with Terry Clark and the drummer Bob McLaren. And I stayed with Terry for a couple of years. And a lot of stuff that Terry said, it was very conceptual stuff. And it certain things, they took a little while for me to kind of, you know, kind of clue into how cool and how heavy and how wise a lot of that stuff was. So a lot of stuff I got from Terry's lessons stuck with me long term. But there was a number of people I got a chance just to play with when I was like, but probably the most important one was a piano player named David Varelas. And David is this Cuban piano player who lives in New York now. And he's on ECM Records. He's a really big deal. But prior to that, he lived in Toronto, and David and myself are basically the same age. He's 10 days older than me. And when I moved to Toronto, I saw David play gigs, and he was playing with kind of everyone in Toronto, and he was like light years ahead of me. I was like, oh my God, this guy's incredible. And ended up meeting him in a jam session maybe a year or so after, year or two after I moved to Toronto. And ended up starting to play with them, and Luis, the saxophone player in my band, and Devin, the bass player in my band, were in David's band.
Okay.
And so I met those guys through playing with David, but actually most people that I'm connected with in Toronto, I either met through school or I met because of playing with David, because he was so established that once I started playing with him, everyone would be like, well, like, I don't know who you are, but you're playing with David, so do you want to play these gigs? And so I started getting a lot of gigs just through association. So it really changed things for me. I kind of went from not playing much gigs to all of a sudden I started playing with David, and then I was quite busy playing. So that was a huge, huge difference maker for me.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Stick around. We'll be back after a short break. Thanks.